This on-again, off-again chilly weather is reminding me about the end of summer. My swims in the lake, food fests, and art fairs in the neighborhoods, they're almost all gone. And that's sad for me. But there's also something for me to be happy about. Starting now, and for the next few months, there will be less news, maybe even no news, about that new golf course being planned for the south side of Chicago in Jackson Park. It's being designed by Tiger Woods to be laid out and dug in by the Chicago Park District. 18 holes of gorgeous fairways and charming little ponds, challenging sand pits and greens groomed perfectly enough to attract a PGA tournament. The golf course plan is being blessed by an assortment of Chicago politicians, including Barack Obama. A problem is, it calls for closing down parts of the very popular Marquette and Cornell Drives now servicing nearby neighborhoods, and chopping down more than the 800 trees already chopped down to accommodate the Obama Presidential Center. Another problem is the damage to be done to the South Shore Nature Sanctuary, its wetland, woodland, and prairie and pond habitats. Oh, the wildlife that will disappear. And the bills the taxpayers will pay to help create and operate an estimated $50 million Tiger Woods golf course. Oh, the pain that comes with a mix of progress and politics. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.